Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses summit of the future at UN General Assembly in New York. Says digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Prime Minister Modi holds talks with presidents of Ukraine and Vietnam and Prime Minister of Armenia. All arrangements put in place for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 20 lakh new subscribers join EPFO in July this year. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa today. And in tennis, Indo-French duo of Yuki Bhambri and Albano Olivetti reaching to open final in China. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Speaking at the Summit of the Future at the UN General Assembly last night, Prime Minister Modi added that for global good, India is ready to share its digital public infrastructure. PM Modi highlighted that for safe and responsible use of technology, balanced regulation is needed. He added that the world wants such a global digital governance in which sovereignty and integrity remain intact. Mr. Modi also said that the success of humanity lies in collective strength and not on the battlefield.
Aisi global digital governance chahiye jisme rashtriya samprabhuta aur akhandata akshunna rahe. Digital public infrastructure should be a bridge, not a barrier. Global good ke liye Bharat apna digital public infrastructure pure vishw se saajha karne ke liye tayar hai.
Highlighting the threats on peace and security, PM Modi said that while on one hand, terrorism continues to be a serious threat to global peace and security, on the other hand, cyber, maritime and space are emerging as new theatres of conflict. On all these issues, PM stressed that global action must match global ambition.
Ek taraf aatankwad jaisa bada khatra hai, to dusri taraf cyber, maritime, space jaise anek sangharsh ke naye maidan bhi ban rahe hain. In sabhi vishayon par main zor dekar kahunga ki global action must match global ambition.
Talking about reforms of multilateral institutions, the Prime Minister said that global institutions need reforms as reforms are the key to relevance. The Prime Minister also called the African Union's inclusion as a permanent member in the G20 an important step in this direction. PM Modi also stated that for India, one earth, one family, one future is a commitment. More details from our correspondent.
On the last day of his U.S. visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly at UN headquarters. In his address, Prime Minister highlighted India's vision for shaping a sustainable world for future generations and called for urgent reform of the institutions of global governance, including the UN Security Council. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi met Mr. Tô Lâm, General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam and State President of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. Mr. Modi reiterated his sympathies and solidarity with Vietnam in the face of loss and damage caused by Typhoon Yagi earlier this month. PM also held talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. Prime Minister reiterated India's clear, consistent and constructive approach in favor of a peaceful resolution of the conflict through diplomacy and dialogue as well as engagement between all stakeholders. From New York, Himani Rana, Akashvani News.
Prime Minister Modi also met the Prime Minister of Armenia, Nikol Pashinyan, and interacted with Secretary of State of the Holy See Cardinal, Pietro Parolin. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a very intense and successful visit to the United States. Briefing media in New York, Mr. Misri said the community event held during the Prime Minister's visit showed the kind of connect that the Indian-American community has built in the U.S. Mr. Misri added that the visit had a very strong technology element to it, which is reflected in the Quad joint statement, in the U.S.-India bilateral fact sheet, in the CEO's roundtable discussion and meeting with the CEO of Haltech International.
What was striking about Roundtable was the extent of involvement that all of these companies already have in India, the degree to which they are enthused by the prospects in India, the policy environment in India, and their plans to continue to grow in India and grow with India. For themselves and for the rest of the world, especially at this moment in time when things like AI and quantum computing are changing the world as we know it.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi left for New Delhi this morning after concluding his successful and substantial three-day visit to the United States. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will embark on a five-day visit to Uzbekistan beginning today. During her visit, the Finance Minister will attend the 9th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, in Samarkand tomorrow and on Thursday. Ms. Sitharaman will also sign the Bilateral Investment Treaty, BIT, between India and Uzbekistan. As part of her visit, Ms. Sitharaman is expected to call on President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. All arrangements have been made for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. About 25.78 lakh eligible voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. Campaigning for the second phase of polling ended yesterday evening. Assembly elections are being conducted in three phases in the Union Territory. Counting of votes will take place on 8th of October. Assembly elections in Haryana will be held on the 5th of October in a single phase. Garhi Sampla Kiloi Assembly Constituency is one of the four assembly constituencies in Rohtak district. The Garhi Sampla Kiloi seat has remained a Congress bastion, with former CM and Congress stalwart Bhupender Singh Hooda representing the assembly constituency five times. A report.
Garhi Sampla Kiloi Assembly Constituency is a hot seat because former Congress Chief Minister Bhupender Singh Hooda is contesting from the seat again. He is also a contender for the post of Chief Minister. Nine candidates are contesting the election in the constituency. Aam Aadmi Party has given ticket to Praveen Guskhani, Indian National Lok Dal to Krishan, while Bharatiya Janata Party has fielded Mrs. Manju Hooda from the seat. Bhupender Singh Hooda has been occupying the seat for a long time. In the 2014 Assembly elections, Mr. Hooda defeated Satish Kumar Nandal of Indian National Lok Dal. In the 2019 Assembly elections, Mr. Hooda once again defeated Satish Nandal, who contested on a BJP ticket. Ashwini Kumar Sharma, Kashwani News, Chandigarh.
The Election Commission has appealed to all political parties for cooperation in conducting the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections in a free and fair manner. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Subir Singh Sandhu, instructed central and state enforcement agencies to ensure an inducement-free election. Today, the Election Commission is scheduled to hold review meetings with the commissioners of all divisions, zonal IGs, district election officers of all districts, all DIGs and all superintendents of police of the state. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, IT and Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, will be on a visit to Rajasthan today. He will interact with Bharatiya Janata Party workers of Jaipur district in Jaipur today. He will also inspect the railway track protection system, Kavach, by travelling in the train loco from Sawai Madhopur to Sumerganj Mandi. More from our correspondent.
The railway track between Kota to Sawai Madhopur in Kota Railway Division has become the first track equipped with the track protection system Kavach 4.0. It has been installed in a record time. Kavach, the railway's automatic train protection system, which has been developed indigenously. Kavach provides the ability to prevent train collision and automatically detects and prevents head-on, rear and side collision. Through this, the loco pilot will get in-cab signaling, which will make train operation possible even during fog. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has recorded an all-time highest addition of around 20 lakh net members in July this year, registering a growth of 2.43% in comparison to the same month last year. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya said this while releasing EPFO's provisional payroll data of July in New Delhi yesterday. He said that it is the highest recorded increase since payroll data tracking began in April 2018. The data indicates that around 10.52 lakh new members have enrolled during June this year. The highest growth was observed in the 18 to 25 age group, with around 9 lakh net additions. The Modi 3.0 government has completed its first 100 days after coming to power for a historic third term. During this period, the government launched projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees, focusing on infrastructure, social welfare, farmers, the middle class, women and the youth. The government has laid a strong foundation for women-led development with a series of initiatives aimed at empowering women, particularly those from rural and economically disadvantaged backgrounds. More from our correspondent.
Marching toward realizing the vision of becoming a developed nation by 2047, the Narendra Modi government's efforts are focused on ensuring that no one is left behind, especially women. To achieve this, the government has implemented transformative initiatives to empower women and harness their potential for national development. Nearly 10 crore women have been mobilized in over 90 lakh self-help groups under the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana National Rural Livelihoods Mission. Around 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis received certificate from the Prime Minister in recognition of their achievements. This year's budget allocates 3 lakh crore rupees for schemes benefiting Nari Shakti. 3 crore additional houses will be constructed under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana to ensure home ownership and dignity for women. The government also released a revolving fund worth 2500 crore rupees for 4.3 lakh self-help groups benefiting 48 lakh members. Celebrating the strength of Nari Shakti, bank loans worth 5,000 crore rupees were released to support 26 lakh members across 2.35 lakh self-help groups. The Mudra loan limit has been increased from 10 lakh to 20 lakh rupees to empower women entrepreneurs. Pallavi Parmar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Inter Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa today. It said heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected in north interior Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada today. Heavy rainfall is very likely over Kerala, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Gujarat region, Odisha, northeast region, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh today. In tennis, Indian tennis star Yuki Bhamri with his French partner Albano Olivetti successfully reached the final of the Chengdu Open in China yesterday. The Bhamri-Olivetti pair defeated second-seeded doubles pair of Ivan Dodig and Rafael Matos to enter the final. Now, Bhamri and Olivetti will be up against top-seeded French pair Sadio Dumbia and Fabien Coboul in the summit clash. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarah. Hindustan Times quotes the Prime Minister in its headline, Collective Strength, Not War, Key to Success, says PM. Parties set for second phase of polls in J&K, writes the Pioneer. All dailies are widely covered the Apex Court's verdict on child pornography. The Hindu reports, watching child sex abuse material is an offence, says Supreme Court, while the Tribune says, mere download of child porn is an offence under POCSO and IT law, says SE. The Economic Times quotes Chairman and CEO of JP Morgan in its headline, under a strong leadership, India can hit $7 trillion target by 2030. And finally, La Pata Ladies finds way to Oscars is official entry for best foreign film, writes the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Sarah.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Summit of the Future at UN General Assembly in New York, says digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Prime Minister Modi holds talks with Presidents of Ukraine and Vietnam and Prime Minister of Armenia. All arrangements put in place for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 20 lakh new subscribers join EPFO in July this year. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa today. And in tennis, Indo-French duo of Yuki Bhamri and Albano Olivetti reaching to Open Final in China. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.